And so Psalm 100, it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all of ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations." The psalm has two parts. The first, as I just said in Russian, is a call to worship. Second part is reasons to thank God. The call to worship is a universal call to all people, although usually only believers worship the Lord. Beginning with Psalm 95, 96, 97, 98, these are called the songs of the ascent. Several times a year, the males in Israel, the men, they needed to go into Israel to worship the Lord in Jerusalem. And as they would go up the steps of the temple, they would sing these psalms one after the other, one song per psalm. And Psalm 100 in English, 99 in Russian, is called, in English, we call it the old 100th psalm. "Praise God from whom all blessings come. Praise him, all creatures here below." It's a rallying call, very much like a general or an officer will call his troops to go into battle. And worship can be both public and corporate. It can be joint, like all of us that have gathered together to worship the Lord together today. "Come, come all ye lands," the psalmist says, "and make a joyful noise to the Lord." This also applies to us individually. We can praise the Lord individually or publicly. Notice that our praise to God, our worship, needs to be joyful. Хвалебный псалом, радостный псалом. You know, people get excited about a lot of different things in life. They get excited about sports, about business, about recreation, especially about politics. Our coming together needs to be a joyful occasion. Sometimes we come with sadness. Perhaps today we heard a little bit about the sadness that our brothers and sisters in Ukraine are experiencing. Sometimes our sadness is because of illness, because of politics, because of war. Sometimes our sadness is because of personal things in our life. In David's life, there was a sadness in his life because of sin. But when sin is taken care of, it becomes a joyful occasion in our life. Joyful includes the idea of being content. It includes the idea of being blessed. I preached a little bit in Ukraine about the blessedness of those people that know the Lord. And blessedness, as Jesus defined it, is not measured in human terms, in material terms, in terms of what we have or how much we have. It is a spiritual condition of our heart. When we understand, when we are sorrowful over the sin in our life, and then we rejoice because of the redemption that we have received in Jesus Christ. And Paul writes to the Thessalonian church, he says, be joyful, be thankful always. Verse 2 gives us reasons, or it tells us how to worship God. Как поклоняться Господу с весельем. We are to worship God gladly. Just like joyfulness, it is a state of being. It reflects our thinking. It reflects our mind. It says to praise the Lord with music, to come into his presence singing. Not everybody can preach. Not everybody can teach. Not everybody can cook. Not everybody can do certain things. But I think when we all come together, regardless of our musical capabilities, we can sing from the depths of our heart. From Moses unto David, Israel did not sing. The Levites sang. The Levites played the horns and the orchestras. But David, when David became king, he called all of the people. And the psalm says, come and sing. And he invited the people to sing. You know, after the first century church, in the second century and on, the church stopped singing. And it wasn't until Martin Luther and the Reformation that the church once again began to sing. And we sing. That's part of our worship. Verse 3 gives us several reasons for worshiping God. В третьем стихе мы находим несколько причин, почему поклоняться Богу. И самая главная причина, потому что Господь есть Бог. The world does not know God. We know God. We have the privilege of knowing God. The world doesn't even recognize that God exists. And unfortunately, the church sometimes does not fully comprehend the lordship of Jesus Christ. We are happy and we are content and we are glad. And we sing about Jesus being our Savior. But our text says that Jesus is Lord. God is Lord and He's in control, sovereign control of our life. Scripture teaches us that there is one God. Our text says that the Lord, He is God. There is no other God and there is no other Lord. Knowledge. You know, Scripture gives us knowledge. Jesus said, the truth, when you know the truth, the knowledge, it will set you free. Spiritual freedom comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. It liberates us. The second reason is that God is the creator. Бог создатель, творец всего. We're not the product of evolution. We didn't just happen accidentally. David acknowledges in Psalm 139 that God has wonderfully created our bodies. We didn't just happen. We didn't just come together as evolution teaches us. God made us. We didn't make God. And because of that, we belong to God. Третье, мы все принадлежим Богу. Все существо. We not only belong to God, but as Christians, we are His sheep. Мы овцы Его паствы. Мы принадлежим Ему. That means that God is the sovereign ruler over us as our Lord in verse 3. And when we come to verse 4, it gives us reasons to thank God. В четвертом стихе мы находим, почему мы должны благодарить Господа. You know, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Be thankful. It is an attitude. It's in your mind. It's how you think. Be thankful and bless the Lord. Why? Why thank God? Verse 5. Because the Lord is good. God is love. God is the source of everything that is good. From creation to nature, from salvation to redemption from sin. Everything God does is good. God is good to everybody, not only to Christians. God is good to the world that surrounds us. We talk about common grace. We talk about a harvest. We talk about the fact that we are blessed where we live. God gives us food to eat. God sends the rain. God sends us sunshine. God sends us happiness. God sends us family, marriage. God sends us sunshine, crops, peace in the land. God sends us wealth. He gives us children. He gives us friends. God is good. And these are reasons why we need to thank God and bless God. And we thank God not only because of His goodness, but spiritually speaking, because He is merciful. Потому что милости в Господь. And God's mercy is eternal. How do we know that God is good? Because God is merciful. God's mercy is unending, not only to Israel in the Old Testament, but to believers in the New Testament. Psalm 136, all 26 verses, each of them repeats the phrase, the mercy of God endures forever. God is good. God is merciful. He has saved us. We are to thank Him. And that is truth. And God's truth endures forever. God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God's words are truth. And if we believe these words, then they give us a reason to thank God today. May God bless His word.